Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You found someone in Silksong, in the bathtub house or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You found this person.
Sherpa?
Yeah. No, Sherma.
Wait, what about Sherma? Yeah. Dang, ding, 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 ding.
But I just gave Jang a 3D printed model of Sherma. Pretty nice.
I gotta paint it now.
But I 3D printed that.
Who would you want to meet at TwitchCon? So TwitchCon is this weekend. Who would you want to meet on TwitchCon?
Amaranth. No. It's not for me. Honestly, you know, I once went to go see a movie in L.A.
Mm.
It was Maverick. What is it called?
Top Gun?
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick.
I know.
Ludwig.
Yeah.
Ludwig is there. So I think I'd want to meet Ludwig. I never said what's up to him. I just thought, like, kind of announced that he was there or anything. So I didn't say what's up or anything. But yeah, I'd like to meet him. I'd like to meet Pokimane, Fan. Who else?
I think Fan's going to be at TwitchCon. I don't know. But I think Pokimane is too.
I'd like to meet, like, streamers that are in the LA area. So that's what kind of why I chose Ludwig and Pokimane's also from LA. Maybe anyone in
Offline?
Yeah, Offline. I think they're in LA, right? Kind of local. I mean, just meets and maybe it'll like lead to like a collaboration or something, even though I'm not a streamer. I don't stream.
The onigiri stream.
Who would you want to meet?
It would be, man.
Number one.
I want to meet XQC, but I feel like I want to meet Agent 00.
I think he's like the realest. Like,
pick his brain.
Yeah.
Just to learn from him. Because, like, I'm going to TwitchCon, you know, it's a place where you should network. But it's also a place where you should learn. The things that they teach is so obsolete. And I feel like the way Agent gives advice or the way Queso blew up is the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Even Valkyrie admits, she's like, the way Queso does it, he doesn't stream for very long. Streams, cuts the best parts into clips, posts the clips on TikTok. And that's how you should do it. And you got to hope that the TikTok blows up, which is crazy. Like, my videos of killing bosses in Silksong fucking do well, dude.
Yeah,
they fucking kill, dude. And it's no commentary, they just fucking kill.
Maybe just have some commentary too.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you only have to record your voice, so just have like record the video and then record your voice like at the same time. True. And that's it. Like, you don't have to have your face on there.
That's true. That could explain Girl was the hardest boss I've.
Yeah, or you can do voiceovers too while you're like fighting. It's just voiceovers to me. I don't have like a natural voice when I'm doing a voiceover, so it sounds very robotic.
Just use AI then.
I have a few of my tattoo videos, and I record little videos, and then I stitch them all together, and then I voice over, and it just sounds so robotic.
Mm.
I don't know. And I feel like I'm naturally just talking. I'm just talking on the phone. I'm just like reading, like, or not reading, but I'm just saying as the video goes by. And I just sound so generic. Welcome back to another episode of the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel, always my co-host.
Happy birthday to you.
So I know you want to get a Steam Deck. There are no GameStops, so I cannot fucking find Steam gift cards. So that's for your future Steam Deck. Games.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
There's no GameStops, man.
No, like, no more GameStops.
Can find Steam
games. They don't exist anymore. Yeah, it's true. They took this one down. The one nearest to us. There's one in like...
The closest one is Cerritos.
Damn. Actually, I've never checked malls. I don't know if malls still have GameStops. I know some malls had them, but I haven't checked. Thank you. Yeah, it was my birthday on the 1st, so I appreciate it. What else? What were we doing? Oh, yeah. Intro. So this week we got talk about like games released, talk about AI, specifically a certain situation, which we'll mention. And then we both watched One Battle After Another, Paul Thomas Anderson. And we'll talk about the movie as well. And then we may mention Silk Song as well. Some endgame stuff that we've been playing. But yeah, let's start out with, I guess I'll just throw out the games that have been released this week. These are the ones like I'm interested in. Doesn't mean that I'm going to get them because I don't have a Switch 2. So I can't play Pokemon Legends ZA or ZA.
So I originally was going to buy you that game. But I was like, you'll eventually pick up a Switch 2. But I was like, you won't be able to play it.
So. Well, I appreciate it. I don't know if I'll ever get a Switch 2. I think I'm done until they...
You said Zelda. That's the last time I heard from the next time they make a Zelda game, you're getting a Switch 2. That's all I heard.
And then there is... So 2XKO, which is the Riot fighting game, is going to be out of beta and into early access. So check that one out. Battlefield 6 is out, and it's gotten pretty good opening week. So it's doing really well. Ghost of Yote came out, which I hear is a much better game than Ghost of Tsushima. It's like Ghost of Tsushima was like a very bare minimum game, and then this one has a lot more to it. There is a game called Absolum. That one is getting really good reviews. And then there's this is a game that I'm interested in. It's like a first person beat 'em up game called Morda. It looks interesting, but I was interested in that one. So I'll probably pick that one up. I'll probably pick up that one and Absolum. Those two games. Eventually Battlefield 6, but not now.
I'm trying to beat Silk Song so I could play Hades 2, man.
Fuck. That's true. I need to... I just haven't gone back to Hades. So I haven't gone to Hades 2 because I haven't beaten Silk Song. So I beat Act 2 not having the proper quest to get to Act 3. So it just ended the game for me. And I was like, damn it. Mm-hmm. But luckily, it threw me back into the last save before the boss. And I saved it just before the boss. So I should be able to see what I need to do and unlock that. So
I'm going to try to get back. I'm going to try to get back into streaming. I keep on saying that, but I was trying to get one stream before TwitchCon.
Do that queso route. Play like 10 minutes.
Clip the first minute.
I mean, you literally only have to play less than an hour.
True.
And then you just have to kind of clip those things for in the beginning.
Silk Song is such a good game to stream too. Like I feel like there's a lot of struggle
in the beginning. You only need like 10-second videos because you need to just keep the attention of people. So just do a quick one where you die in the dumbest way possible. I'd be like,
Groll's the easiest boss ever.
Exactly, and just show like the last 10 seconds of you beating him. You know,
first try.
Or, like, when you accidentally die to, like, a normal, like, enemy, just, like, a regular bug, just clip that and just show it, like, dude, I'm, like, the worst at these games or whatever. That's all you need, because you just need to have people look at your videos, and then once you grow, you can do longer videos or whatever. But, yeah, I agree with you. I just have to post, dude. I don't ever post. Or, like, if I post, I think too hard about what I'm going to post, how long it takes to edit. It's like, bro, I should just be knocking out these videos. I shouldn't have to worry about how editing works or anything on these videos. Well, yeah, let's talk about Silk Song. You've beaten
Groll,
who that was the bug, right?
The swamp bug.
Yeah, the swamp bug. That one was very annoying.
That was the hardest boss for me. Like so the hardest boss is that, and then the two rooms with the two fucking tanky bugs. Was the second hardest.
Yeah. So
third is funny. Still Savage Beast Fly. Because I don't know. I was just under leveled for that. For the first Savage Beast. Second one was easy, which is harder.
Yeah.
The second one's harder. But
because you have like limited platforms. But yeah, the game is. Because I realized I beat the game in Act 2. I haven't beaten Act 3's version because I haven't unlocked it. But it's so big because I don't think I've gotten to.
So I asked ChatGPT who ranked the hardest bosses. Groll is number 4. So, okay. And the other, the first three, I haven't fought yet.
Do you know the name of the first one?
I think, like, First Sinner was one of the names.
So I've gotten to First Sinner. He was not that... So I think the reason why I don't think First Sinner is that difficult is because when you die, you spawn exactly in front of the boss again. Like, in it's a hut. And you spawn in front of the hut, and you can go back in again. The only thing that's not happening is if you use tools, you don't refresh your tools. So eventually, if you like try too many times, you won't have any more tools. But that boss, you literally just started again immediately. So I didn't feel like I had too many tries on that boss just because I was able to get back into it again. There's no running back. How was the run back for
I can get to it without taking a hit. Without even landing in the water. But sometimes I do land in the water.
Was it the bench that is furthest away, or did you find the other bench nearby? It was closer.
Bench close.
So yeah, yeah. But yeah. That one was a little more tricky because, yeah, if you can't get the timing right, you'll fall in the water because there's areas where like you have to fall and then like dash. Mm-hmm. There's other bosses, but I don't want to mention them.
I'm like 90 hours in, dude. I feel like I have like 20 hours left of the game, but I feel like I've done all the wishes.
I've been it at 45 hours. I need to check. I haven't checked.
I got to turn in all these wishes though. Fuck, dude. I have to like go back to certain places.
So the main things are going to be the boards at the cities. And so far that I've known of, there's three cities. And then if it's an individual person somewhere, it'll tell you as well like where they're at.
Like, I barely found Jubliana, and I was like, dude, I think I was supposed to find this person way early.
That game is way too big.
Because he gave me an item. I was like, dude, this item. So, it's weird now. So, I changed crests. I use Witch's Crest now.
Yeah.
But now I use an Exploring Crest, and then I use, like, a crest that I use for boss fights. So, yeah. I use a crest just for exploring.
Dude. I just stick to one crest and just stayed that way. I have not changed crest since. I've tried to. There was, what crest did I unlock?
Beast Architect.
The Beast one. When I unlocked it, I tried using that one a bit and I don't like it because the range is so small. I did unlock a rune, I think, or whatever the items are called. Yeah, that like gives you like a longer. But I use that with my the Reaper, so it's a longer slash, so it's kind of nice now.
So people are saying like sometimes you use magnetic dice or the lucky dice.
You don't have it.
No, I do have it, but does it just prevent you from getting hit? Or is that the only thing?
Yeah. Okay. So it randomly. I don't know if they're, because nothing else is procced for me, but it might be. I mean, it has prevented a last hit for me. So, like, the one hit and I would have died, I got hit, it procced that blue thing, and I was like, oh, God, I survived. And I just ran away and healed up. Yeah, and it comes in clutch from time to time. Like, when I don't have anything else to put on, I usually put that one on. Because I swap between that and when I'm farming coins, mm-hmm. I'll have the magnetic one where the coins come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not going to fucking chase those coins down. But, yeah, Silksong is an effing good game. And I need to go back into Act 3. And then let's talk about AI. Specifically, Timbaland showing his AI artist that he has. And I wanted to talk about it because you had a specific taste. Or not taste, a specific...
Viewpoint?
Viewpoint. Take is what I meant to say. You said that AI is okay when someone doesn't have the resources.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like,
the way I'm saying it, because it could be taken wrong.
Yeah,
the way Timbaland's not making the beats with AI.
Okay,
he's only using the vocal artist as AI. So if you're a producer and you only make beats and you don't have like a musician or you can't hire a vocalist, I think it's okay to use AI if you don't have money.
But then, what if you're a vocalist and you can't hire someone to make beats? The thing is, like, once you open that door, there's no stopping it, you know? And the thing is, the door's already been open. There's nothing like, we're not trying to prevent the door from being open. It's already been open. So it's just going to lead to either, we've already seen it. There's complete songs that are AI. Mm-hmm. You know, the beats, the vocals, everything is AI. There's Timbaland, who's happening to, he's making the beats or they're making the beats, and then the vocals are AI. I'm sure someone's already made AI beats and then they just put their vocals over that. They probably haven't been found out yet and they're probably not saying anything. My issue is once it's open, it's just going to lead to like crazy stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's at this point, anything goes. I can't say, I would say I don't want AI because it's not going to make everyone, but obviously we're going to have a lot of AI music. A lot of people are just going to be like, hey, I have, you know, I can just do this. So they're going to just put a prompt in ChatGPT or whatever AI model they're using. It's going to make music and they're going to just bust it out. And honestly, it's going to be so many people that at some point we're going to have a genre of AI music. And I know this for sure. Like, it's going to happen. We're going to have AI music. I guess Timberland is just kind of, it's going to happen. So he's, I don't think he's in the wrong doing it. It's just, I feel like it's a little too early still, but I mean, it's whoever grabs, it's like the early bird gets the worm. Like he's getting early in on this and it's probably going to take off for him. So
I know like people are against it. I'm going to let out a secret. This guy would probably not be happy, but like people are like, oh, I'm not going to watch it because it has AI. But I feel like if you give someone a movie and they watched it, and it was made by AI, and you didn't tell them it was made by AI, like, and it was good, and you're like, I liked it. I don't know. Like, no, you're not going to bash it until you find out afterwards that it's AI.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so I'm going to put this guy under the bus, but if you're not going to like AI, don't watch the Wicked movie. Because the Wicked movie, even the director, he said he used AI when he created the Wicked movie. Because he said it's so much cheaper. Like, it cuts production costs. I mean, it's fucked up because you don't give money to the artist. But he's like, dude, it just cuts so much production costs. Like, I want this scene to look like this. Give me a general concept. Boom. It's like, bam. I don't think all AI is bad. But, I mean, if you use it 100% as a crutch, it's not good. It's not creative.
Yeah. But again, once that door's open, there's going to be people using it 100%. You know, it's like there's no limit to how much. The fact that there's people that rely on AI to just do their daily work, like not even their daily work, to think for them. If they have a decision to make and they're like, I don't know which yes or no, or should I get this, should I get that? And they ask AI.
The modern day Two-Face.
It's so crazy to me because AI is... It will eventually get there, but AI is not like a brain. It's not going to think for you. It's just gathering information and then spitting out a result. That's all it's doing. It literally has just all this information. You ask it a question and it's going to spit out a result, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be accurate because a lot of times it confuses itself and it'll, I know that when you're citing sources and you tell AI to cite the sources, it'll give you like a legit template, but the sources don't make any sense. And it's like, oh yeah, this is the sources. And you look at the sources, you're like, this isn't even anything having to do with what you're talking about. I know there's terms like that, but I don't know. It's just the door's already been open. Timbaland's just getting in on the action early. I can't bash him.
Early bird's going to get the money, man.
Yeah, dude. I can't bash him, but I don't know. I fear of what this is going to bring into the world, this AI stuff. I mean, there's the girl who had a psychiatrist, and then she's using AI as a psychiatrist, and it's not going good for her. I mean, she thinks it's fine, but the world is like, bro, you need assistance. She's like, I'm getting it from an AI, and she's like, it's perfectly fine. It's going to be crazy.
I asked ChatGPT a lot of questions.
It's fine.
It's funny. It's not. It's more like Silk Song Quest. It's like more video game type stuff. Yeah. Or it's like, oh, TwitchCon's coming up. Like, are there any cool panels? Like,
see, things like that where it can give you a list of things. I don't know if it'll be accurate. Yeah, because like you asked it, what's like the hardest boss in Silk Song, or rank the bosses essentially, and it's going to give you a list.
These are people's opinions.
But... Yeah, like multiple. It's like grabbing it all together, but sometimes I feel like it doesn't do correct organizations. I don't know.
I mean, it's just gonna get better. Look at the videos right now. They're pretty much not. You can't tell.
Where did the basketball one?
Sora.
Oh, it's Sora. That's iPhone, isn't it? I don't know. Is it available on Android
soon?
Yeah, I think it's just iPhone right now. Yeah.
The videos are. It's.
Yeah, and Sora's making it super easy. Literally just a prompt and that's it.
The one time I got tricked was that Brazilian song about the gangbang. I thought that was a real song. The whole TikTok community thought it was a real song.
Yeah.
The AI's here, man.
Now there's just a huge thing of people know it's AI and okay with it. People know it's AI and are not okay with it. And then there's people that are cool with it and don't even know it's AI still.
I'm just tripping out that Will Smith eating spaghetti till now. It's crazy. It's gotten so good in like, dude, in the next 5 years, how much crazier can it get?
Yeah.
That's fucking, I don't know, man.
And then soon they're going to have, there's going to be an AI app where you put in a Sora video and it's going to remove the Sora watermark and then you won't be able to tell anything. Because right now you can just, if they try to remove it, you just see the blurry spot.
I mean, right now, video. Like, I don't know if you see these TikToks. It's like cats in a Ring camera, and then they get swept up by a tornado. I don't know if that's real or that's fake. Like, and there's no watermark on it, so I'm just like, damn, I don't know if that's real. And people in the comments, is this AI or is this real? Like,
I feel like if there's so many videos, that's true. I don't think that's a normal thing that happens. You know, like cats are not getting picked up by tornadoes left and right. But yeah, I agree. There's videos that don't have a watermark, or the watermark is very well hidden. It's hard to tell. The one thing I can tell, like I used to be able to just obviously see someone's hair or like their face or their hands, and you can just tell like, oh, that's AI. Now I have to go by their speech. If the speech is too like well.
Have you seen? No, you should get back in the stream. Have you seen the AI filters where the guys turn into girls?
No.
It's, you can't tell, man. It's fucking good.
So you're telling
but
me
I don't know how they do the voice.
I should become a female streamer.
Welcome back, VTube. Just say it's VTube.
Hey guys, we're here today.
Hell yeah. Big ass boobs.
That's so funny. I don't know. I kind of want to do that queso route, probably like just 10 minutes of streaming and then just cut to like 4 or 5 videos out of that. Mm. Or maybe even a little bit longer, just depending on the time. But it's probably like once a week, an hour a week.
You gotta post stuff.
And then I just gotta post. I just gotta start putting stuff out there.
Killing bosses. Trust me, killing bosses with commentary.
I gotta deal with Hades. Maybe I should just start playing Hades now. anything else on this topic, the AI?
It's scary. It's gonna get scary.
It's crazy to me that I've mentioned this before, but when we had Kurosh on the podcast, he mentioned, because I was a huge fan of Black Mirror and specifically like the AI episodes. And he talked about how would you be willing to like enter the AI? And I was just like, yes, like no questions asked. And he was like, he was very hesitant. He's like, I don't know if I would, like it's so weird. And now he's kind of, I know he's used AI. And I've been the opposite. I've been like not against it, but I've been like, I don't want to rely on that. Like, I still want to be able to like do things on my own and stuff. So
I'm all into the AI, dude. I'm investing.
That's so crazy. Both you guys.
I'm going to invest in NVIDIA, and I'm that's going to the moon. I'm telling you, it's going to go to the moon.
I'm going to say this on the podcast, but it's specifically for you. It's not, this is not financial advice for anyone else. But try to find a small company that deals with AI, and then
fucking AMD went up like crazy.
Yeah, man. That's why. So any those two companies did really well, and then if you find small companies that deal with AI, they'll probably grow pretty nice. All right, let's move on to the last thing, which is one battle after another. So this I watched this movie. I think it was like 3 weeks ago now. I had put it for last week, and I never mentioned it. That's why I had the I watched the Departed as well. But one battle after another,
spoilers.
I didn't. Yeah, let's talk about spoilers. I didn't expect it to be the movie that it was.
Yes,
because the trailers were like, oh, this guy's trying to save his daughter.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know it was about that too. I was like, oh, this is cool.
But it's cool that the movie still kept true to its name, where. The movie essentially sets out with like protesters.
Yes.
And then they like it continues through their lives, but they've kind of given that up. And then you realize that there's like they're intertwined with a new group of protesters like 16 years later, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so cool because it blew my mind. The people that you find out that are protesting the 16 years later is this group that they've been living their life normally with. The teacher Benicio del Toro. Yeah. What did you want to start with anything on that one?
So I saw it at 70mm IMAX. Damn it. And I mean, that's just so I've never seen a 70mm IMAX, and I was like, whoa, this shit is fucking huge.
But it was recorded in Vista.
Yeah.
What was it? Vista Print?
I don't know. Vista Vision.
Yeah, Vista Vision. And Roberto, I was supposed to go with Roberto, but I wasn't able to go, and he watched it in Vista Vision. And I was just like, I just need to watch it. So mm-hmm. I just watched it in a regular movie theater. It's still good, but mm-hmm. I want to kind of watch it in Vista Vision. Yeah. But yeah, you watched it in 70mm?
Yeah. Fantastic. No trailers.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, because probably like
70mm. I don't know. I watched it with my coworker. He said, oh, yeah, with 70mm, you don't do trailers.
So, yeah, because I assume they have to. It's a film, and they have to splice the trailers in there, and they're like, nah, it's not worth it.
I love the film. I haven't watched a lot of PTA's film. I've watched a couple, but
Paul Thomas Anderson?
There Will Be Blood was one. And then when I finished watching it, I was like, damn, is this better than Sinners? And I think it is. I think it is better than Sinners. I think it's the best movie of the year.
I think for it's in the current year, because of the things it talks about, and how good the movie is in general, I think it is like a perfect time for this movie. It's kind of weird to say that because everything going on, but I think it was a good time for this movie. I don't know if it'll get any awards.
Oh, it's gonna. Leo won the award for best actor. Sean Penn won the award for best supporting actor. Benicio del Toro was probably nominated for best supporting.
Sean Penn is Sean a Penn piece of shit. Plays, I mean, like that the character.
He plays such a good villain. So I was watching a TikTok. They were saying, dude, this villain is just as good as Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds. I was like, dude, Damn. Yes. He's that fucking good, yeah. Dude. Fucking, yeah. Man, the transformation.
And I love how it shows, like, as a character, he shows flaws, you know? Because should we just talk about this whole entire thing? I don't know. So, essentially, Sean Penn is a white supremacist in this movie. But he's still...
He loves the chocolate.
Yeah, he loves... he's in love with a black woman, and...
I have to say, I fucking love... This is what I noticed in the movie. Like, you want a partner like Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie. Because his, you know, his partner, she basically ratted everyone out.
Yes.
She was a rat. He still loved her, and he never told his daughter that she was a rat.
Yeah.
Like, that... That's crazy. Like, he, like, really liked her, loved her. You want a partner like that. Just never talks down about you.
But you also, I mean, I think there's flaws in that relationship anyways, because you still want someone to tell you your flaws, you know? Right. And he was only supportive. He never really let her know, like, hey, this... Well, I guess they do have moments where she's going to go to a protest, and he's like... we should be past this point. Like, you shouldn't be protesting. You have a daughter now. She's in that spiral of, like, you're spending too much time with that girl, with his daughter, essentially, with her daughter. It feels like you don't love me anymore. So she wants to, like, get out of the house, essentially. And he's like, all right, if you want to be a protester, go for it, you know? But I'll be here with your daughter.
It's great. During the whole movie, like, you know, he was like, you know... Leonardo DiCaprio is one of the worst revolutionaries. Like, he's, like, so bad at it. But it's funny because the whole time he's, like, you know, he's trying to get the rendezvous point.
Yeah.
And he's on the phone, and that's, like, one of the whole conflicts of the movie.
Yeah.
And the whole time I thought, oh, Benicio, he's at the rendezvous point. That Benicio del Toro, because at one point he's like, what time, you know, what time is it? He's like, I don't know the fucking time, man. My brain's fried. And he's like, and Benicio del Toro goes, 8:15. He's like, under his breath, I'm like, oh, shit. I was like, oh, shit, is Benicio del Toro, is this the rendezvous point? It wasn't, but.
No, it was just a random time.
But yeah, Benicio del Toro is funny.
Yeah, he killed Sensei. It, man. I love that he's like the next group's the protesters like leader, essentially, and he's just super chill, cuz Leonardo DiCaprio at some point gets caught, and he gets told by one of his teammates, like, hey, the dude's been caught and he got tased by the police or whatever, and he's like, all right, and he just hangs up, and the next thing you know, like, he's you know, getting him out of the freaking custody. It was crazy, dude. It was so funny.
How much have you had to drink?
A few small beers.
He started dancing. Fuck
it. Oh, man, too good. What did you throw? Fucking a human out the car?
Oh, man.
That's so funny. But yeah, the movie was really good. I highly recommend it.
And what the scary part is that I know he's making fun of it, like the white Christmas nationalists, whatever. There's probably groups that exist like that.
Yeah, dude, I'll talk to you about this after, because I'm not gonna talk about this on the podcast.
Okay.
But I agree that the things that it showed are literally happening right in front of our eyes right now. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Mention
best movie of the year.
It was really good. I think I'll need to watch it again.
I want to watch it again. I'm going to buy the Blu-ray for sure.
I'm going to see if it's available still on VistaVision and try to see it that way. Oh, and then Tame Impala is releasing the next album on Friday at Amoeba. So I'm planning on going.
Ooh, are they performing? Is he performing?
No. It's just a bunch of different locations that are going to have an early release, I guess. And Amoeba is one of them. There's another spot here closer, but Amoeba has, like, you know, a special place in my heart. So I'll probably go there, pick up the album. I'm probably going to take a friend from work. He's never been to a record store. So I'll probably take him there. What else? Oh, yeah. And then I got tickets to the concert for Tame Impala. So I'm excited for that. That's in November. Yeah. So anything else?
TwitchCon this week. I got picked for Amaranth, Iron Mouse, and...
you did get Iron Mouse.
Yeah, and Code Miko. I wanted to get XQC. And Kai Cenat was there, but when I did the thing, registration, Kai Cenat wasn't there, but he's supposedly going to be there.
Probably already, like, maxed out.
Yeah. It's, like, raffled. Yeah. So I got picked for... It's funny, because, like, I picked Amaranth and Neon just for the jokes. And I got picked for it, and I'm like, fuck. I kind of feel bad because I'm like, there's people who really want to meet Amaranth.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, shit.
Look at the draw, man. It is what it is.
But I'm going to do, with Iron Mouse, I'm going to do a TikTok video. I don't know if you've seen it. It's like, damn, fuck my big Chungus life. Have you seen that TikTok?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, so I'm going to do that to her. I want to see her reaction. But with Amaranth, I don't know what I want.
Just fist bumper.
I was going to do the dap. Dap every 10 I see. One battle thing. Calling a young phone. I was like, oh, shit.
That's good. That's good. Good movie. I recommend it. You guys should watch it. But other than that, I think that's it for the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.